This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
God judges the heart. Christ always told the Pharisees up there praying in public. He said, no, you need to pray in private. It's about you and God. And I just want to be clear with people. This isn't about even the messengers here. The devil is 100% real. The operating system of the New World Order, the UN, is Luciferianism. They've got a Lucius Lucifer Trust that runs the prayer chapel in New York at the UN. I've had these people try to recruit me. And some of it wasn't just in high school or then later when I was in Hollywood some. It's happened since then where very well-known household names said, hey, we want you to go to this event in Reykjavik or this event in Switzerland, and it's new agey, but Lucifer's not really bad. We're going to call in Lucifer to fix the problems. So, I mean, I start thinking about how much of this Bohemian Grove. I sneak in there. I hear there's this ritual. They're doing a ritual to the devil to do under all these Canaanite names. It's like Ghostbusters or something, but for real. And I look over, and the old men are more intense than when I was in Holy Roller churches.
Yeah.
You know, because Holy Roller churches, great people are like, oh, we love you, Lord. These people are like, ah. I mean, this is real. All I'm telling people is, I don't know if you've experienced stuff like this, but I'm telling you, if you've seen the stuff I've seen, and I know God put me in those places to see that, so I can now witness this to people, you would know that God is real. And I just keep hammering that. But what you said is critical. There's a mix. The whole rapture thing, okay, there's all this scary stuff coming, and the Bible's being fulfilled so far. People could see it starting to be fulfilled in the 70s and 80s, technology. So people go, oh, my gosh, this really is happening. And then people go, oh, but we're going to be raptured, so let's just go to sleep and stop looking at it.
Yeah.
And so it's a mix. Half the folks, or whatever percentage it is, a certain percentage are scared and don't really want to be bothered with it because it is awesome. It is scary. It is huge. It's eternal. It's a big decision forever. And the other ones are just like, hey, we're going to get raptured. It's going to be fine. But if you really look at the Bible, I'm not going to debate post, pre. The issue is right there. We know there's a big awakening of Christians later that turn against the Antichrist, and then he starts killing everybody. So we know there's going to be a group that's awake before, a group that doesn't, a huge awakening during it. And you correct me if I'm wrong. You say it more than I do.
No, you're fine.
And then the Antichrist is just slaughtering people. And once he goes from nice guy to mean guy, and we're going to have the biggest revival ever seen in the middle of this. It's just so any way you slice it, folks, it's real. It's happening, and people better get serious.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me just lay this out for you, and we're not going to debate it. I may ask Alex kind of where he falls down on this stuff.
I really don't know. It's very complex. I just know that God's real and the devil's real.
It's about to get real messy, one way or the other. Right? So look, a lot of people believe in what's called a rapture. And if you're wondering what that is, that's a topic that's alluded to in Scripture. I believe it's 1 Thessalonians 4 that mentions being caught up to heaven kind of in the twinkling of an eye. And there's a word that's used there, harpazo, right? And that's where they talk about this rapture, like this instantaneous, like catching up to be with God. And then at some point, there is a period of 7 years that's called either the time of Jacob's trouble, I think, in Jeremiah, or the tribulation, right? A lot of people look at the tribulation and are like, oh, it's a 7-year period. Sort of. The entire tribulation is this 7-year period. But really, the really scary thing, Alex, is that the Antichrist, when he comes to power, is accepted with open arms. This person doesn't come in as a conquering kind of a dictator.
He doesn't show up in red pajamas.
Right, exactly. Right. He doesn't come in and say, you know, you have to follow me. People willingly do that. And before COVID-19 hit, most of you out there right now probably thought, like, there's no way the world would just kind of jump in lockstep on something like this and kind of give up their freedoms willingly and shut down the entire world economy and not ask really important questions. There's no way big tech would, like, completely censor genuine doctors asking questions about this stuff. There's no way that would all happen. Everybody's eyes got opened a little bit on how quickly we fall apart, how quickly we are willing in times of trouble to welcome in somebody who may not have our best interest at heart.
To accept a great delusion, which the Bible says if the delusion was so strong it could even deceive the elect. What's the exact quote?
That's exactly what it is. You nailed it.
All right.
Sometimes you just got to believe in yourself, Alex.
Oh, I mean, I've read this stuff 100 times, but you're trying to get the quote exactly right.
No. I always loosely quote this thing. Like, I've got some scripture written down just to make sure that I get it accurate. But if you hear us talk about it, it's a loose quote. Acts 17:11 is what I would always point you to. Don't believe Alex.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies and oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
The really scary thing, Alex, is that the Antichrist, when he comes to power, is accepted with open arms. This person doesn't come in as a conquering kind of a dictator.
He doesn't show up in red pajamas.
Right, exactly. Right. He doesn't come in and say, you know, you have to follow me. People willingly do that. And before COVID-19 hit, most of you out there right now probably thought, like, there's no way the world would just kind of jump in lockstep on something like this and kind of give up their freedoms willingly and shut down the entire world economy and not ask really important questions. There's no way big tech would, like, completely censor genuine doctors asking questions about this stuff. There's no way that would all happen. Everybody's eyes got opened a little bit on how quickly we fall apart, how quickly we are willing in times of trouble to welcome in somebody who may not have our best interests at heart.
To accept a great delusion, which exactly. The Bible says the delusion was so strong it could even deceive the elect. What's the exact
exactly.
quote?
That's exactly what it is. You nailed it. Sometimes you just got to believe in yourself, Alex.
Oh, I mean, I've read this stuff 100 times, but you're trying to get the quote exactly right.
I always loosely quote this thing. Like, I've got some scripture written down just to make sure that I get it accurate. But if you hear us talk about it, it's a loose quote. Acts 17:11 is what I would always point you to. Don't believe Alex. Don't believe Gerald. Go and study scripture and see if it is true. Right? That is what Paul. That everybody should do that. One of my favorite teachers, Chuck Missler, always talked about that. So do that and make sure you do it, right? All right, so this 7 years, 3.5 really good years, then things switch, and 3.5 really bad years, and that's what we talk about. That's the tribulation, that 3.5 years. So this 7-year period ends, then there's a millennial kingdom, which is a 1,000-year rule of Christ on earth, New Jerusalem, the whole thing, and then at the end of that, there's what they call the white throne judgment, new heaven, new earth, right? That's the basic layout. There are other things that happen in there and that I'm not going to get into right now.
Let the devil out for a little while again.
He does, and I don't know why. Like, at the end of the 1,000 years, so Satan is bound, and they're thrown into the pit for 1,000 years, and then he lets him out for a little while, and there's this additional battle that happens, and then there's
free will. It's like, okay, you've seen nothing but pure goodness
for 1,000 years.
Now let's, you want to be, you know,
it's almost like Adam and Eve all over again. You get to walk and talk with God, essentially, right? And now you have the opportunity again to fall away, and so there's this final battle. I don't know why. I have no idea why God does that, but I understand that God is good and just, and I trust him a lot more than I trust myself to figure this out. But that's true at the end of it. So some people believe that we're in the millennium right now, and if so, a lot of pastors have said, well, if that's true, then the devil's chain is too long, because he's obviously on the march.
Yeah, well, there's that teaching that supposedly Titus sacked Rome, sacked Jerusalem, and that was the end of the world then. I mean, it doesn't have all the technology, the mark of the beast. I just really don't see that.
And it's not understanding the Olivet Discourse, right? That the Olivet Discourse, and I talked to my wife about this just a little while ago. By the way, she loves you. She's a big fan.
God bless her.
I married up. I was talking to her about that.
I heard you on air. You did. You're a handsome guy, but she's quite the lady.
She's fantastic. In Luke, the Olivet Discourse, he's talking to Gentiles, right? So Luke is written to Gentiles. And so this is Christians after the time of Christ, leading up to 70 AD, and he's talking about this, and he says, don't waste any time. When you see the armies around Jerusalem, flee the city. Don't even go back down and get your coat, leave and get out of the city. That was the fall of Jerusalem in 70 AD when the city was burned. And literally
Christ said that. He said, before this generation passes, not one stone will be there.
38 years later, that's pretty much exactly the same time that they were wandering the desert as well before they came into the promised land. So it's a very interesting quote. The generation had not passed, but people are like, well, wait a minute. The Olivet Discourse in Luke sounds very similar to the Olivet Discourse in Matthew. And so they get confused. Matthew is written to Jews. Matthew's whole thing was writing to the Jews. And it was talking about two different times. Jesus at one time was talking to the public during the day. And the other time he was kind of having secret briefing meetings with his disciples at night. And so that's why there's some confusion about whether that actually already happened and we're in a millennium or that there is no millennial kingdom. That's just really some kind of
allegory. Really, it's men looking at the same mountain range from different angles.
Pretty much. Yeah. You're looking at the story and you're not taking into context who he's writing to. And also, like, very simple things that said, and before these things, this stuff will happen. And after these things will happen. It's like, well, wait a minute. One says before and goes down this entire list. The other says after and goes down this other way. That's a different conversation. But we've kind of looped those things together and it's caused a lot of confusion. All you really need to know is there is a tribulation. There is a millennial kingdom. The Bible definitely discusses it. I don't allegorize it. I tend to take the Bible more seriously. And the more that I do that, the more that I see Scripture being fulfilled.
Well, it says that women will become men, men will become women, your right. Children will be set up over you. It describes, I mean, it's like insane. Like none of that ever went on. Now it's like when this is being written, people are reading this, this is crazy.
Exactly.
This never happened. And then it's
like, they're like, you guys are crazy. Come on, really? Guys becoming women? That's just crazy. There's some effeminate men, but let's not go too far. So one of the other dividing lines is, you know, when in that period of time the church is actually taken out. Is it before that 7 year start? Is it at the midpoint? So before the bad time starts? Is it at the very end because Christians don't get to be exempt from the kind of, I guess, persecution that they've experienced?
Well, it says the beast will wage war against the saints and overcome them. So if you want to speak against the, because to me it says Christ comes back, the archangel bounds Satan, and then the dead in Christ are raised, and then that's the tribulation to me. To me, it happens at the end of the Battle of Armageddon.
Okay,
I mean, that seems to me like a 10-year-old could do that. But so many Christians who believe in Christ and love God are holding on to that. I don't want to run them away. I don't want to say you're going to hell. I don't want to preach at you. Hey, if that's what you believe, that's fine. But then you're not going to be ready for what's already going down.
Right. So your responsibility is the same as a believer or as somebody who's maybe interested in what, you know, I guess the Bible has to say about how the world is going to go. Because looking around, you're probably thinking, my goodness, things are not necessarily getting better. They're getting worse. I tend to come down on a pre-tribulation kind of viewpoint. Right. And so let me explain why. If you understand what the tribulation is about. Right. If you understand what those last 3.5 years are, it is God's final chance for the Jews. The Jews that rejected Christ, he said, I will return to my place until they acknowledge their offense, and then I will come to them. This is God fulfilling prophecy from Daniel. It's the 70th week of Daniel that talks about this very specifically and not only predicts when Messiah will come, but also predicts this period of time that will be unlike any other time, worse than the Holocaust, right? That's exactly what the Bible is describing, because if you look at some of the numbers that it talks about for how many people will be killed, it is far, far, far worse. But this is the last chance of a loving father saying, I'm giving you one final opportunity, and I'm going to do some things. I'm going to tell you that I'm going to do them. So think of plagues of Egypt, right? I'm just going to start ratcheting up the pressure until finally you let go and understand that I am God and you are not. So that's one of
that's
the
right. God repeats the same. It's like over and over
pattern. Again. So to the Jewish mind, pattern is prophecy. So the Bible is so much pattern developed and kind of laid down. The entire book of Joshua essentially is pattern for the end times. Think about this. In Joshua, you know, when they're talking about the city of Jericho and the battle there, and they march around the walls and then they scream and the walls fall. All the kids know that from like Bible stories when you're a young kid. The part of it that we don't talk a whole lot about is this two witness part. They send in two spies. They don't get any actionable military intelligence because there is no battle plan that includes going in and doing anything. It's just walking around the city. You don't have to have any intel for that, right? The only thing that really happens is that Rahab, a harlot, and her family get saved. She's a Gentile. So two witnesses go in, two witnesses at the Wailing Wall. Gentiles get saved. It's a pattern that God
is
laying
down. Which then does with Christ later.
Exactly. So it just lays down this pattern throughout Scripture. So the next thing that makes me believe that, if you look at Revelation 3, it talks about the letters to the seven churches, and it actually starts in chapter 2, but in chapter 3, it comes to the church of Philadelphia. A lot of people will make a big deal about how these churches actually represent kind of church ages, so to speak, like an apostate church or a missionary church or an evangelical church or a lukewarm church, right? So you can look at all of these and kind of study that. That's a really interesting thing to do. The Church of Philadelphia, it actually says, and I'll quote it here in just a little bit, it actually says that if you hold on, I will keep you, I will remove you from the time of trouble. That's very interesting.
So it's a foreshadowing of a pattern.
Of a potential, hey, it's possible that there's a rapture. Here's the important part.
Well, Gerald, I want to say the important part. I hope it's free. And
I am praying that it's free as well. Trust me, if you've read Revelation, I don't want to be around for the last 3.5 years of the 7 year. I don't want to be around for the first part of it because there's going to be this guy coming on the stage that everybody who's a Christian, if you're still around, you're going to know that's the Antichrist. Things are about to get really bad, and it's not going to be a fun time to be around. Like,
and he's going to be healing people and miracles and
in the last
all the high tech.
Politically, he's going to come to power first, and it's going to be just this sweeping thing. Can you imagine somebody from like Romania or pick some country over in kind of Eastern Europe? Can you imagine somebody coming to power right now and the entire world just bowing down to this person and saying, absolutely, yes, this person.
What is it the Antichrist, you studied more than I have, what's the devil able to do to make people go into this delusion and worship this guy?
So it's a time of trouble, right? So that's what we need. Historically, we've seen that with the rise of Hitler.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
What is it the Antichrist, you studied more than I have, what's the devil able to do to make people go into this illusion and worship this guy?
So it's a time of trouble. Right? So that's what we need. Historically, we've seen that with the rise of Hitler, with all of these different kind of dictators.
A depression, a virus.
Exactly. Something like that. So this time of trouble where people are looking and willing to give up freedom for security. We've been willing to do that throughout history.
So the devil comes up with a solution.
Yep. There's a person who comes in and has the solution, can bring world peace, can unite people that you never thought could unite. And really what marks the beginning of this is the signing of a treaty with Israel. And so Israel signs a treaty with all of its neighbors to have peace. It's a 7-year treaty, and that's where that 7-year tribulation.
It was kind of scary when Trump was getting that done.
I know, right? When he moved the embassy.
Yeah, yeah.
But that was fantastic. But there was no peace treaty with the neighbors who.
No, I mean, it was good what he was doing, but I'm just saying it was still kind of like, whoa, it's happening. I mean,
no, but it's part of it, right?
Yeah.
And so Russia plays kind of a key role in this too, in the Battle of Armageddon.
Mog and Magog? Where were the ones Russia?
Gog and Magog.
Yeah.
It's Russia and its allies that typically people believe that are the armies that come down and invade. But really, the 7-year treaty is what kicks it off. So if you're looking for the start of this, either you won't be here, and maybe we were correct in thinking that the church would be pulled out, or you'll see a treaty signed and you'll be here, but only for the good part, or you'll be here for all of it. Either way, doesn't change what you do. None of that matters. This isn't something that you debate. A lot of times, you know, you talk about different doctrines and people are like, I don't know if you have to be baptized to be saved. And I go, you know what? I don't know either. Thief on the cross, wasn't baptized. You know what I do know? Christ said to get baptized. That's all I need to know. I don't know what it does.
I'm going to do communion. I'm going to get baptized. I'm going to do it all.
Well, I mean, but here's the thing. Like, I don't have to know if that's salvific, right? If it's going to be a part of the salvation plan. I don't know. I just know what Christ said to do. Here, he says to be ready. You can't know the hour and the day, but you can know the season. Jesus actually holds people responsible and accountable for not knowing the time of his coming. That's what he was crying
for. Well, exactly. You don't know the exact time, but you know the season.
Exactly. Right? And so the book of Revelation is actually God the Father revealing the plan to God the Son, Jesus, telling John on the Isle of Patmos. So many people don't catch that in the first couple of verses. This is the revelation to Jesus from God.
But it says that right at the start.
At the very start. And we read right over and go, okay, well, this is just the revelation to John. No, John is there as a witness to record. Now, he has a problem because he's seeing stuff that he has no idea how to describe. But at the same time, he's doing his best. When he says that you've got something that spews sulfur out of its mouth and it's got the power to sting you in its tail. Okay. What does that sound like modern times, right? Spewing sulfur out of its mouth. Okay, people have conjectured maybe that's a tank. Okay, that sounds right. Soldiers behind it could be the tail because they have weapons and they can sting with the tail. Okay, if you're John and you have, you know, horses and buggies, how do you
describe all these flying metal things and mountains of fire? And, you know.
It's hard to describe these kinds of things in a way that will make sense. And so John had a problem. He had to describe these things in a way that hopefully people would be able to understand. But again, the point isn't, was he talking about tanks? That's really irrelevant. The point is, there's a time of trouble, the likes of which the world has never known. World War I, people thought was the end of the world. They actually thought it was
called the war to end all wars.
Exactly. Except it was the war to start another war. Right. It was insane. And people thought, oh, my gosh, with World War II, this really does have to be the end. It is going to get way worse than that. That's what scripture.
Yeah, think about World War II. At least 25 million Russians, 22 million Germans died. And a lot of 600,000 Americans. But the point was we were on the tail end of it. I mean, the Russians and Germans killing each other.
We waited as long as we possibly could because trench warfare didn't sound like it was going anywhere. And it didn't.
We were smart. Instead, we put our troops, that's why the Army Air Corps was so big, in big machines dropping bombs. That seems smarter.
It was insane, but people thought the world was going to end, and people thought that the Antichrist should be on the stage and ready to go, but it's just going to get worse. And that's not to scare you.
But the Bible even says there are many Antichrists. There's models of it.
Well, there has to be, because Satan doesn't know when the end is going to come anyway. So he has to be prepared pretty much in every
generation. Satan's not omnipresent.
No, he has to be prepared pretty much in every generation to have an Antichrist. And this is conjecture, so I'll be hold this loosely. But theoretically, that means that Hitler could have been the Antichrist if the timing was right.
Exactly. The Spirit was ready to do it.
Right.
I'm not saying Gabinism was the Antichrist, but...
I'm with you. Let's go talk about this.
We talk about Patrick Bateman or whatever. He just... To me, in my Holy Spirit, me, I look at Newsom and I go, that's the devil. I mean, my gut just goes, whoa. Not just his actions.
There's
there's real evil there.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying he's the devil, but he's probably like a... I mean, there's... Whatever's running him is like a... I mean, like lieutenant to Satan.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get into a little bit about spiritual warfare, but I think that is 100% spot on that there are people that are influenced very, very, very heavily by evil, and Scripture talks a lot about that. So speaking of Scripture, I just want to, we've mentioned the book of Daniel. I just want to read a real quick quote here, and we'll throw it up on the screen in post. We don't have it right now, so we won't be able to see it, Alex, but I'll read it to you.
Sure.
So Daniel 9:24, this is the 70 weeks of Daniel. So 70 weeks are decreed about your people in your holy city to finish the transgression, to put an end to sin, and to atone for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness and seal both the vision and prophet, and to anoint the most holy place. Okay. Does it sound like that has happened? Has sin been put to an end?
No.
Okay, so 70 weeks. So we are not at the end of that 70-week period yet, or some of those things would have happened. Some of those things might be able to happen in the first 69, and then there's a pause, and then there's the 70th week of Daniel, which is what it gets into. Know therefore and understand, and this is the prediction to the day of when Jesus would come and present himself as Messiah that so many people miss. Know therefore and understand that from the going out of the word to restore and rebuild Jerusalem to coming of the anointed one, a prince, which is Messiah, there shall be 7 weeks. Then for 62 weeks it shall be built again with squares and moat, but in a troubled time. And so that's talking about when they're building the city, when they're rebuilding Jerusalem, you're actually going to have to build with one hand and have a sword in the other hand. And I believe they talk about that a little bit in Nehemiah. Right? So Artaxerxes Longimanus actually gives the decree for them to go and rebuild the city. And they do. So that's the beginning of the clock. And there's some really cool studies. Again, Chuck Messler does a great study on this to kind of go, okay, here's the day, because we have good records on when that was. Now, how long is this weeks of years kind of period that they talk about? And he'll go into a study on that. We're not going to get into that now.
Doesn't it come down or right around now?
No. It's talking about when Christ would come the first time.
Oh, yeah.
So there's something.
Oh, no, like the Old Testament precursors the same way.
Right. So this is Daniel saying, look, Messiah is going to come at some point. Got to get some agua here. Yeah, I'll rat you out as she's coming in very secretly and doing a great job.
My apologies.
So Messiah is prophesied is coming here, right? And so the Jews are looking for the coming of Messiah because he's going to deliver them. And everything's going to be great, and they're not going to be overtaken by anybody. They're not going to be having all the problems that they are right now, especially when Jesus actually does come. They're being ruled by terrible people with the Romans, and they really were looking for their deliverer to come. And it's really interesting. I was talking to my wife earlier about this today. We, a lot of times, don't understand what Jesus is doing because he'll heal somebody and he'll say, don't say anything. Don't say who did it. Don't do anything with this. Keep quiet. Be secret. Like, he does that over and over and over again. When his mom comes to him at the wedding of Cana, one of my favorite miracles because I'm a wine guy, and says, I want you to take care of this problem. Woman, my time is not yet come. Like, I'm not supposed to do some of these things yet. Like, it's not yet. So Jesus constantly pushes back on this.
And holding him back on his power.
And then there's one time where he demands it and commands it. And that's on the triumphal entry. On the day that Jesus looks out over the city and weeps over Jerusalem and said, if you had only known the time of your deliverance, basically holding them accountable for understanding the book of Daniel and saying, you didn't know that I was coming and this is not going to go well. I wish that wasn't the case.
And how can they not deny it now when Jesus came and warned him and everything he said now came true?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
It is. And he actually said, some people came up to him, some of the leaders, the spiritual leaders, and said, make sure, tell your people not to do what they're doing right now, because they're saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Tell them not to do that. And Jesus looks at them and says, look, if
I beg you to think about how important your word of mouth is, and you sharing the articles and sharing the videos and telling people, get the forbidden truth you're not supposed to find at InfoWars.com/show, and getting products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got three amazing products in stock, ready to ship, sold out for almost 6 months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, so incredible, so good for your whole body. A one-stop shop for everything you need for vitamins, minerals, and key amino acids for your immune system and more. Back in stock, discounted. Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million from the top lab in the country, private label by us. Discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost to clean out your blood and make you healthier. It's in stock. Rave reviews. Top doctors say it's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. And that keeps us on air. Thank you so much for your support. Spread the word. Pray for the broadcast. And go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products to keep the tip of the spear in the fight.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
From Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
How can they get mad when the Messiah told them and then it all came true? I mean, it's
God knew this as well. God knew that they would miss this. God, you mentioned it earlier when people were, I think you were talking about them praying in public and making these eloquent prayers. And you've got this sinner over there that says, "Have mercy on me, God, I am a sinner." That's the heart that he wants, not somebody praying in public for public recognition.
Which it repeats better. King David really was sorry and prayed in private.
Absolutely. Well, he prayed in private, but he wasn't making a big show of things. If he did something in public, like he danced before God without his tunic on, like he had pants on, but probably no shirt. He danced before God. There was nothing wrong with that because it was genuine. what God had a problem with, what Jesus, God in human form, had a problem with was fake belief, fake sincerity, fake piety. People who said one thing, did another thing, and then actually lorded it over kind of the lady, the people, right? And said, hey, you guys have to do all of these things because of God. And I am God's minister, but I'm cheating. I'm doing all these things that I shouldn't be doing. But don't worry about that. That's why he called them whitewashed tombs.
Well, Gerald, if you had a national, which you have with your great Stephen Crowder, if you had a national TV show preaching every week, I'd tune in. You're good. You're smart, man.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. But
no, I would. That's what we're doing right now. I guess I'm kind of chicken of the egg.
The Holy Spirit to say something because, you know.
No, I mean, chicken of the egg. We are talking to millions right now. So.
Well, yeah, absolutely. No, and so then it goes on and talks about a covenant that is made for 1 week. And this is where the week kind of weeks of years thing comes in. In Judaism, like you can have a week of years, right? So it's kind of something that's foreign to us. We say a week, we mean 7 days. You can actually have that mean 7 years, right? So it's just kind of a figure of speech. And so Daniel kind of gives that to us in verse 27. And make a strong covenant with many for 1 week and for half of the week. So the first half, so that you don't miss it. By the way, the book of Revelation says it three different ways. It says 300 and or I can't remember the number of days. It's like 1200 and something days, 3.5 years. And it gives you the months. It does months, weeks, years, multiple times to make sure that you understand to take 3.5 year period. It's 360 day years, though, which is very interesting to me. Somebody can do some research on that. I think there's a really interesting book out there, I think called When Worlds Collide, that talks about potentially how the calendar can change around a little bit. But that's again, that's.
But
that's,
what do we say to the average person who doesn't believe in God, but then really worships the system? What are they going to do as this world government comes in that surveils you with AI and you've got to submit and follow everything it tells you, or it takes your right to have a job or eat or live or travel and basically kills you? I mean, that is, you've got to worship the beast to get the mark of the beast. And so what do you think? What is, and we know the devil is the Antichrist, but what is the beast system, Gerald, in your view? And then what is it we have to do to get this mark? Because like you said, you don't get it by accident. So how do you refuse it?
You'll know. But the good thing is that you will know. Nobody will ever accidentally take the mark of the beast. And that was a question that a lot of people had, like, look, with RFID tags, with, I don't know, pull out your phone. Like, if you live in China, basically you take out your phone and it scans it, and that's how you buy stuff. That's how you see if you're qualified to get on an airplane or a train or get a car loan, maybe go to college if your ESG score, essentially. Social credit score, but nonetheless, I mean, it's all kind of one thing, I think. We've talked about the ESG stuff as well. All of that is the same thing. So people thought, oh, am I accidentally doing that? People thought barcodes because the dividers were sixes and it said 666. Yeah. I'm like, look, it's not barcodes. Just because you go to the store and you buy some cheese doesn't mean that you've taken the mark of the beast. It will be a bowing down to a world system. Think of the story of Nebuchadnezzar and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. There was a big statue over there. They bowed down before it and worshipped it multiple times a day. And they stood up and said, we're not going to do it, right? That's what you'll have the opportunity to do. It won't happen by accident. But the mechanisms for that to be carried out are being put in place right now.
And that's what's incredible. You read Revelation and you're like, how do they do it? You worship it, you got to submit, and then you get the mark. It's not like you just agree to take it. You have to worship it and do whatever it says. They have all these patents where you're watched by AI in lifetime and you follow its orders completely or it's taken away from you. So you become a robot and turn your free will over and become an extension of Antichrist.
Right.
I mean, and so God's like, yeah, you've cut yourself off when I made you and gave you all this creativity and all this freedom and free will. If you merge with this, basically marry the devil and put the ring on your finger, this mark, then that's it. You're done.
Yeah. Well, and they talk about once you take the mark of the beast, you're right. You can't come back from that. There is no coming back. And so if I believe in a rapture that takes Christians out, which leaves a pretty terrible world in my
opinion. But just back up for a second, though. But that means God, you've got the people on the cross, and one of them believes the other does. That guy, you'll be with me in paradise. But think about it. What is it you got to do that's so bad in the process that to get that mark, to get that sign, you've done the ultimate sin, or you've done something so bad, God says, it's not just that you took it. It's like to get that mark's. To me, is what did it.
Yeah, so this is the final chance. I think it's just the final straw kind of thing. Like, this is you declaring sides. You picked your side kind of at the last.
You put the enemy uniform on.
Exactly, right? And right now, we have grace. We have the covering of Christ, and praise God for it, because there are days where...
And it's going to be rough. You may, like, maybe your children have sided with Antichrist. God forbid. I mean, there's going to be a moment where you're like, my family did it. I'm taking it. Fine. I bow down. Well, then you... It's just, no, you've got to say sorry. I mean, it
absolutely. You have to, and it will cost you your life. Like, you won't be able to buy or sell. It means you can't eat. Like, maybe people will set up co-ops. There's a really cool series of books called Left Behind by Tim LaHaye and Jerry Jenkins that I read when I was in high school. I started reading them, and they came out over, I guess, the course of maybe 10 or 15 years. They wrote a ton of them. Really, really interesting stuff. But it describes, okay, well, you know, think of the practical things that could happen. Somebody can set up a co-op and have believers around the world. There's some kind of a system where they're trying to kind of help people be fed and help people get moved out of cities that are, I guess, locking down.
By the way, the UN and the Rockefeller Foundation 10 years ago put out Plantopolis. And they said, we're going to put the people that won't take our chips and accept our system in these ghettos.
Yeah.
And it said they're going to have, like, it describes that. Well, so even the enemy sees the same perspective. It's weird.
Yeah, absolutely. And so many people think that it's impossible for that system. I want to go back to this because this really is the test case. This is absolutely the test case. So we've talked about how COVID-19 mirrored how maybe a world government could take over because we need it because it's so bad it's going to kill everybody.
It's not going to kill everybody.
Right? It's so bad it's going to kill everybody that everybody has to do this. Take it one step further. It's not just that the situation is dire and that we need to take these drastic economic measures and freedom kind of restricting measures. It's that people who speak out against it are worthy of death. How many celebrities did we see tweeting, F you, if you don't have the vaccine and you come
to the hospital. Screw your freedom.
Yeah, exactly. Arnold Schwarzenegger, if you don't have the vaccine and you come to the hospital, you should die and somebody else should be taking care
of you. They weren't resuscitating people with heart attacks in the United States because the hospital was too full and it wasn't.
Exactly. None of these hospitals were too full. We've talked about this. Like, that is the kind of mentality people will have. You are now an enemy, not just an enemy ideologically, not just somebody that I need to make sure doesn't run for office and win, but somebody who should not have a job, a way to provide for their family, a place to live, or even.
And that's why China's a model. So from your research, the Bible, you've done a lot better job than I have. I always remember in Sunday school and stuff, they're going to be guillotines, chopping Christians' heads off. I mean, what does the Bible actually say about that versus what people made up?
100% true. So if you don't have the mark of the beast, if you refuse to worship, the punishment of choice is separating you from your head, which is typically fatal.
That's a lot better than going to hell.
It's supposed to be a joke, Alex.
No. Yeah, you're right. It is
but it's so
serious.
A lot of people think, okay, well, what other world religion right now? Because it will come in under a world religion. Don't be fooled. Don't think that they're going to say God is not real. That's not what they're going to say. They're going to say, yes, God is real, but God is this, right?
They'll say you can still be Christian, but you're not real. You must accept every other religion.
We have to accept all of these other things. What religion right now kills apostates by cutting off their heads?
Islam.
Absolutely. What regions are we talking about when we talk about some of the places that this all is going to happen?
Middle East.
Do you think it's any surprise that probably plays a prominent role? I have no idea.
And Islam didn't exist for 400 years after the revelation.
I think Islam came around in, what, the 600s?
Sure, roughly? 500, 600 years.
500, 600, yeah. Something like that. This was something, this guy was, I didn't even plan on getting to Islam, but this is a topic that I've studied a lot. This guy was rejected by the Jews. He wanted to be Jewish, but he was rejected. He was rejected by Christians as well. And then he kind of dabbled in some Zoroastrianism.
Yeah, exactly. They're at the Mecca, or they're at the crossroads of the East-West trade. Yeah. He watched all this.
Absolutely, and kind of based everything off of that. What's really interesting, maybe we can do another one on this.
Yeah.
So when we talk about...
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer.
I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more, because that's who we're getting it from, made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, not even a lower price. Rebel Zen, get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
Extend your life.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Study Islamic eschatology. They have the same cast of characters, except the roles are reversed. All of the bad guys for them are the good guys, and our good guy actually becomes a prophet for them. Jesus is a prophet that actually comes and allows Muhammad to take center stage. It is absolutely mind-blowing when you dive into it. So, like, they believe this stuff, too. There's an eschatology to their game as well. There's an end times, like, the 12th Imam, one of my favorite authors, Joel C. Rosenberg.
Yeah, they believe starting nuclear war brings Jesus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It has to be so bad. Now, think about that. If they think to bring back their kind of world order that they want, their Messiah, essentially, they have to make the world so bad. I just described to you a scenario where the world is going to get so bad that somebody coming to power, it's going to be very easy for us to hand over our freedom and our liberty because they'll make the world better, and we need somebody to do that. These things line up. They think that they have to do that. We don't. We just know that it will happen. That's the mechanism.
Well, it's just wild how the Jews sit there and come out with, you know, the amazing stuff that's in the Torah, and then they're waiting for it, and then when it finally comes, it changes the whole world and empowers all these societies.
Like,
and
nope, not
creates the Renaissance and everything we have. Yeah. And they just go, nope, we're not accepting that.
So here's why. Here's why the Jews missed it. So in the book of Isaiah, there's some prophecies that talk about Jesus, right? So there's some very clearly messianic prophecies that they overlook. Israel was expecting a conquering king because in Scripture it says that the Messiah will be a conquering king. That seems reasonable, right? What they didn't understand is that they missed that he would first be a suffering servant, that there are two times the Messiah comes. They were looking for the second time. He came the first time. and did this. And Jesus even quoted this, and I'll butcher the quote if I do it, but it's when he stands up and the scroll is unraveled, and he reads kind of a thing from Isaiah, and he stops. And where he stopped was actually a point where I think it's talking about setting captives free, I think. Don't quote me on this. I could be just getting this a slight bit off. And he stops kind of at a comma, so to speak. The comma didn't exist. We inserted that. But he stopped right there. And right after that, it's referring to the second time when it's talking about judgment and destruction. And thank God he stopped. Because if he had come back the first time with condemnation for sinners, people who had completely rejected God, none of us would have had a chance. We wouldn't have been born in the first place, but people would not even have had a chance. But he stopped right there, and the Jews missed it because they saw present conditions suck. Rome occupies us. We don't even
control and how are you going to get a Messiah that fixes everything if everybody doesn't go under it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the Messiah comes, everybody's got to follow it.
Everybody has to. And so that's why they missed it. And so when it's hard for them to come back to it. But here's one of the other things that I'll tell you, kind of a wrapping up point as to why this all matters just a little bit more. One of the things that people get, I guess, confused about is all of the language of Revelation. Well, Revelation 1 through 3 is very clear. Very easy to understand. It's letters to churches. It's some admonitions. It's actually really interesting. The book of Revelation is the only book in the Bible with the audacity to say, as Chuck Missler would say, read me, I'm special. Because it basically promises a blessing to those who read and understand. It's the only book of the Bible that does that. So it's a very important thing to remember. Read that book. There's a blessing to people who read that book. First three chapters, pretty easy. You get to chapter 4, the language changes. All of a sudden, you start to hear things that are very Jewish. Very, very Jewish. They start to tell stories that you don't really understand, and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't really understand what they're talking about with the moon and the stars and the sun and then the lady and this beast. And it's really strange. If you understand your Old Testament, that gets very clear very quickly. That is why the church has messed up so much on the book of Revelation, because the church doesn't spend a lot of time teaching you the Old Testament and giving you a verse by verse understanding of what the Bible
says. Well, Christ said he came to fulfill the Old Testament, not to override it.
Exactly. He's like, I came to fulfill all of the law, not to get rid of it. Every single thing that has been said in Scripture will be fulfilled. But all of it is written of Christ. The things that were written aforetime were for your benefit. The Old Testament is very important. If you understand your Old Testament, you will understand the book of Revelation much, much better, and you won't fall victim.
I think you have to know the Old Testament to know that.
You do, but most people think about this. When you're a Christian, I mean, growing up in the 90s, I was a Christian. I was in church, and I read mostly the New Testament. I really wasn't studying the Old Testament until I got into my 20s and went to ministry school, and I was like, I just can't get enough of this. Like, this is explaining so much.
Well, because we already
did it starting to make sense.
We did it before. It's all the same stuff we did again.
Right, exactly.
Like, it's just repeating.
The prophecy is pattern thing. Like, there are some things that will just blow your mind in Scripture where you're like, I had no idea that when Moses lifted up a snake on a brass snake and people looked upon it, they were healed of the afflictions. And Christ refers to that and says, just like when Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, the Son of Man will be lifted up and he who looks upon me will be healed. It was a pattern that he was laying down in Scripture, but most people miss that because they never read the first story in the first place.
The pattern's key because it connects it all together energetically, spiritually. Yeah.
And you see the patterns being fulfilled, right? God using patterns to kind of set prophecy and those things being fulfilled. So it's very important to understand the Old Testament. So I'd highly encourage you to do that. If you want to study the book of Revelation, there's a lot of great people out there that you can look at. I highly recommend Chuck Missler just because I think he's the right kind of teacher. He's humble. He'll talk to you about stuff that's interesting, but he'll say it's conjecture, not to hold on to that too tightly. But he'll also tell you verse by verse by verse and link you back to the Old Testament every single time. If there's one thing about what Chuck Missler did, he died in 2018, but he was just a phenomenal teacher. He would take, I think, 30 hours to go through the book of Revelation and kind of walk you through all of this because he's going back to the Old Testament so much to kind of show you, okay, this is what it's talking about. Here's what this is talking about.
Well, what's incredible is what I'm seeing, the Great Awakening happening, the third great Christian awakening that we've had in the last 300 years, it's not that the church is even teaching this when it should be, because this is the reality. People are hungry for it. It's that people are out in the world and seeing the Satanism and the occultism and the devil worship and the destruction and the attack on God, the attack on family. I mean, it really is satanic. And so if people think it's bad now, it's going to get crazier and crazier and crazier.
Yeah.
And so that's why people, I think, really need to understand that we're on a planet in space. We were given free will. God really did make us. There really is this outside force. You know, there's all the New Agers say it's space aliens or whatever. I mean, what is the devil? It's an interdimensional creature stranded here with an army that wants to control us. Well, why is it? Because we're made in the image of God, and look what we imagine, what we're able to build now. We're like babies still.
Oh, yeah.
The technology, the things we've done is nothing, because we are actually more advanced than God's angels. And this is my layperson's, I'm giving you a thing. But I mean, we are made in the image of God. We have eternal spirits. And God made other things before and decided to make us later. And these things are jealous of us and want to kill us and want to get rid of us. I mean, it's really...
The demonic forces, yeah, absolutely.
And if you talk about...
You know, we'll talk about spiritual warfare in 1 second here. I think we'll make that into another episode, because I think that'll be really interesting.
We should do a lot of episodes. I want to do them.
Well, you know, I think we'll do that in a minute, because that's really important. But look, to Alex's point, like, we're held responsible as a believer, as a non-believer, whoever it is, it doesn't matter. You're held responsible for the information that you have access to. And right now, you have access to God saying, hey, you won't know the day and the hour. That's fine. Don't worry about that. Know the season. We're in the season. Whether that season is going to take a long time to fulfill, I'm not the guy saying, hey, in 2 years, in 5 years, in 10 years. I'm just saying that you need to be prepared, because that's what God tells you to do. Not because I am saying that. Not because I'm trying to sell you some emergency supply kit or make you a great prepper. I'm just saying it is good for you to be ready. It's also good for you to know the end of the story. We win. We overcome this through Christ. Thank God. Literally, because the world is a very terrible place. It's very sad when you have movies coming up about human trafficking, and that's just one fraction of the debauchery that is on this planet. The things that we do to each other make God cry, and it all comes to an end, and he wipes away every single tear from every single eye, and you don't have to worry about that anymore. Evil is finally dealt with in justice.
And I think that's something really important to say here. And I know we're taping this today, so when you put it in post, maybe you can add AOC and Al Gore and Beto saying the world ends in 2030. They mean they're artificially collapsing things to consolidate power and depopulate. But really, it's Yuval Noah Harari and Bill Gates and them saying the future's not human. By 2047, there'll be no humans. You must merge the machines or we'll get rid of you. They're the ones saying it's the end of the world. No. They are literally fulfilling prophecy. I remember my grandfather would say, the devil can't help it. He must follow God's plan. He will fulfill the prophecy. And that's the thing is, they think we're the ones saying into the world, no, we're trying to keep the gas pipelines going. We're trying to keep the nitrogen going. We're trying to keep the farming going. We're trying to stop wars, stabilize the third world. We're not like, oh, we want the end of the world. Let's drink Kool-Aid. It's the left and the globalists that are fulfilling it to bring in the crisis, and then they can stop the crisis because they're running it with their antichrist.
Yeah. Well, in our next episode of this, we're actually going to dive into that, because that's where spiritual warfare comes in. If you think that it's just maybe some demonic possession things where somebody's head spins around and they vomit green stuff at you, think again. It gets a little deeper than that. Thank you very much for being with us. That is Gerald Apologizes Apologetics with Alex Jones.
Great being with you.
Gerald Apologizes Apologetics.
It doesn't mean that!
I told you, it was going to be a very interesting conversation. Alex Jones for an hour on the end times. But look, we actually dove a little bit deeper into spiritual warfare. That portion is going to be released on Mug Club. So if you are not a member, make sure you join the network today. $89 annually. And you're going to gain access to the Hodge Twins Uncensored, Nick DiPaolo Show, Brian Callen's Weekly Show, Mr. Guns and Gear, and of course, the White Whale himself, Alex Jones. If you want to see more of these type shows, the apologetic shows, please leave us a comment and join up now. Join us in the...
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out, while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.